Now, I want to leave you with a message before you leave here today. This is for, I think, a good one for all of you. It's called, today's message is called, Reach Forward.
Amen.
Reach forward. Start to reach forward to what God has put in front of you. Begin to reach forward and move towards it. Listen to what Paul says here in Philippians 3:13. This is Paul speaking. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead of me. Amen. This is a fantastic, God, he just summed this all up right here. He just summed up the whole plan of God. The one thing that he really comprehended, says apprehended, but the one thing that he really got down here, he says, I'm not going to tell you that I know everything. I'm not going to say that I know it all, but there's one thing that I do. And what's he say? He says, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forward to those things that are ahead.
Amen.
Your plan for God, that God has for you, is out in front of you.
Amen.
There is a blueprint that God has laid out before you from the foundation of the earth. He has laid out all the supplies and all the blessings, and everything is ready, and it's standing right there in front of you. It's not behind you.
Amen.
We got to forget the things that are behind us. We got to forget that and move forward. You know, some people, they're looking in the past. There's some people, they're looking back. They're upset that they got wronged by some boss some time ago. They were supposed to get a promotion and they didn't get it, got passed over. Somebody else got that promotion, and now 10 years has passed and they're still grumbling about it. There's some people, they're full grown adults and they've lived many years, and all they talk about is how their parents, if their parents would have been better, then they would have had a better life. If their parents hadn't done this or hadn't done that, how they could now have become great in life. They're looking back. If you ever notice how we're built, you can tell what we were created for. Our eyes are directly in front of our face. They're not at the side. They're not at the back. They're not at the top. Now, there are creatures built like that, but not us. Our eyes are right in front of us, and they're looking straight ahead. Why? Because we're meant to move forward.
Amen.
Amen. We're meant to move forward.
Amen.
Our eyes are there in front of us to show us where we're moving. Look at, have you ever noticed our feet? Our feet are facing forward. Now, I've seen some people that are ballerinas and whatever, their feet kind of outside. But for the most part, they still kind of are pointing forward. And that's because we were a creature created by God to move forward. And that's where we need to be. Our arms, they reach out in front of us. Have you ever tried to reach your arms out in the back of you? It can happen, but it's kind of hard. It kind of hurts my shoulders, actually, when you do that. But they're meant to reach out in front of us. This is the kind of creature that God created us to be. He put a blueprint before us. And he put a dream before us. And he put opportunities and possibilities before us. And for us to step into those and reach them, we just have to reach out for them. And as we begin to look forward, we begin to reach forward. And now the blessings of God come into our life. Paul says, I didn't understand everything, but there's one thing I'm doing. I'm forgetting that stuff behind me. Boy, he did a good job of that, because Paul's a guy, take a look at what he did. He just kept moving forward into a new country. He kept moving forward into a new region. And he just kept sharing what God was saying with him. If he kept looking back, what would he have seen looking back? He would have saw that in his old days, he had persecuted those people that believed in Jesus and even killed some of them. That's what he would have saw. Now he would have been filled with guilt and remorse, and he would have been going over that, how he made mistakes, and man, I made so many mistakes and blunders. And now he wouldn't have been moving forward to create new churches and new believers and sowing the kingdom of God and spreading it and fulfilling the plan of God and receiving the blessings of it and working the wonders and the miracles in Jesus' name. Because he's moving forward, though. I mean, I love this that he has forgotten the stuff of the past. And we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. He says, he's talking again to the Corinthians, and he says, open your hearts to us. This is Paul talking. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. This is Paul speaking. We have wronged no one? You know, if you're killing somebody, that might be a wronging, right? But no, see, remember what he said earlier. He said, you got to forget the past. You got to forget the past so you can move forward to the things of the future. If Paul was regretting that and living in the past, you know, and dwelling in the past, he wouldn't be moving forward and receiving the things that God created him. Because the things that God has created are out in front of you. They're not behind you. Now, I know that I spent my time also at one point. I was looking back. I was looking back and wishing, well, I wish I would have made a better decision there. I could have been financially prosperous if I would have made that choice and done that. Darn it, I missed out on that. And I was looking back and thinking, man, I wish I didn't have this trauma from my childhood. Boy, I'd be able to be such a greater person if I didn't have that. But, you know, looking back, all it made me do was stand still. All it made me do was just, I wasn't moving in the direction God wanted me. Your future's out in front of you. Your future's not yesterday. Your future's tomorrow and the next minute. That's your future. And it's laid out there in front of you, and it's still lined up with what God has for you. Blessings and prosperity in all ways. Now, check this out. Because some of you are saying, well, how can I forget this stuff so easy like Paul forgot it? Man, Paul's persecuting people and he just wipes it right out. I wronged nobody, he says. How does he just wipe that away so clean? Well, God created it for us like that. He made a way. See, God created a plan, and the plan is based on us reaching forward, moving forward. That's where faith is. Faith is always looking forward. Faith never looks backward. Faith looks out in front of us. That's the way God created the plan. So God wanted us to be exactly the way we created them. And so look what he did so we don't have to be looking back. Here he says in Isaiah 43:25. This is God. Even I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. And I will not remember your sins. You hear what God just said? God has blotted out your transgressions, your mistakes, your sins, your wrongdoings. If you made a wrong decision somewhere, if you made a wrong turn, God has blotted it out. That means it doesn't exist anymore. He doesn't remember it anymore. That means you don't have to call it to memory, because God's not calling it to memory. God's looking out for your future. He's not looking out for your past. He's believing for something good for you. Look what it says here, because here's another one of those where God is saying that same thing. This is Jeremiah 9. This is God speaking again. He's speaking to the prophet Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's thought for you is a future. Not a past. God's thought for you is not the past. It's not transgression. He's forgotten those. It's not mistakes. He's forgotten those. He's blotted them out. They don't exist anymore in his mind. And he's given you the same ability. When you receive Jesus, you can blot those out by giving your mistakes to Jesus. They now belong to him. You can give the memories of things that are trying to plague you, of wrongdoings or whatever. Take them off your shoulders. Give them to Jesus. Why? Because God's hope for you and his thoughts for you are of your future and a hope, not your past. Not your past. Not your wrongdoings. Not what happened yesterday. What's going to happen this afternoon. That's what God is thinking about for you. They're thoughts of peace and thoughts of hope. And this is where God is taking you. He is taking you to a land of promise. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So if there's something trying to bother you, a memory of a mistake that you made, or feeling like you were dealt a bad set of cards because of the family you were born into or the position you were born into, if you feel like something's against you, you got to know right now that God created a way for you just to hand that all over to Jesus. There's a trading places moment. You hand him over all of those bad cards. You hand him over all of those mistakes. You hand him over all that stuff that's trying to plague you and drag you down and make you look at yesterday rather than what's happening out there in front of you. You give that into Jesus' hands, and now he takes it from you and he gives you something better. He gives you a vision. He gives you a vision and a hope of where God is taking you, and now he begins to lead you into a promised land, a land of blessing, a land of plenty, a land of peace and goodness and life. See, we're created to move forward, so start reaching forward. Give the past away to Jesus and start reaching forward. And I like what Jesus says here. This is Matthew 11, and we can take a look right here at verse 29. This is Jesus speaking. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We give him that stuff that's burdening us. We give him our burden of the transgressions and the mistakes and the sin and the wrongdoings and the bad cards and the bad karma and the bad feel. All of that stuff, give it to him. He takes it. He takes it upon himself. He already took it 2,000 years ago. He already prepared for this moment when you're going to give it to him. And now when you give it to him, the way is open. You no longer need to look back. Forget what's behind you like Paul did. He doesn't remember the wrongdoings. He doesn't remember. He says, one thing I learned, I forget what was behind me. And I'm reaching out for what's in front of me. The promises of God and the blessings of God are right there in front of you. You were created to be a new creature. You're not a creature that looks back. You're a creature that looks straight ahead. You're a creature that steps into the blueprint of God. You're a creature that walks in divine light because you are filled with the Spirit of God. Say amen to this.
Amen.
This is the power that God has given us. To walk upon that plan that he has given us, to move forward. We need to be reaching forward for that stuff and knowing it. Check this out. This is interesting too. And this here, this is in Hebrews chapter 11. And this is talking about Abraham. Abraham was told by God to leave his father's house. To leave his father's land, and that God would lead him into a new land, a land of promise, a land that would be for him, a land of blessing. So on faith, meaning Abraham believes what God has said, he sets out on this journey. Now think about this for a moment. He heads out. He's got no map of where he's going. All he has is the voice of God to lead him, right? He can't stop at a gas station and ask, where's this land of promise that God said was around here? He can't do that because there are no gas stations and nobody else knows where this land is. Only God does. But Abraham believes that God is going to take him to this place. And by faith, he is following him. Now listen to what Paul says in Hebrews chapter 11 about Abraham and Sarah and Lot, his nephew. Here's what he says. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out of, they would have had opportunity to return. If they would have been remembering, oh, my father lived over there, his house is back that way. If they would have called that to their mind, then they would have had the opportunity to go back and live there. All right? Instead, here's what they're saying. They're saying, embrace them and confess them that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They're saying they don't have a home. For those who say such a thing declare plainly that they seek a homeland. So they're saying, we don't have a place to return to. Now, why is that? They don't want to call to memory. They don't want to call to memory what where they used to live. They're saying, we don't have a homeland. We don't have it. Why? Let's take a look at the verse after the one I read here. This is 16. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see what I'm getting at here? Abraham did not want to call to memory. He didn't want to start remembering and reminiscing about the good old days in his father's country, in his father's house, how they had everything. He didn't want to remember that. He's moving forward. He wants something better. He is believing for something better by faith. He doesn't see it. He hasn't seen it yet. He has just heard from God that there is this land of promise I'm going to give you. You're going to be blessed. He has heard the promise, and now by faith, he is moving forward to receive it. He's not looking backward because it's not behind him. His promise and his future is not behind him. So he's not calling to memory the place where he used to live. He is seeing and envisioning this land that God is taking him to. He is reaching forward. He is moving forward. He is believing with God, and he's walking by faith because he wants something better.
Amen.
Amen. If you want something better in your life, if you want your life to be better, if you want your life to change and to be better, stop remembering what happened yesterday. Don't call to mind what was before. Don't start reminiscing about how great the old days were, because there are greater days than that in front of you right now. Say amen to that. There are greater days in front of you because the blueprint of God is before you, not behind you. Amen. Never lose sight of where God is taking you. It's always higher. This is a phrase that God gave me the other day. Never lose sight of where God is taking you, because it's always higher, meaning it's always better. See, Abraham, by faith, he gets a hold of this vision that there's a land of promise. He's got it. He's not letting it go. He's not going to let memories come in and start to tell him, oh, it was better back over there. Because he knows, if I'm going to receive what's better, I've got to keep looking forward. I've got to keep following the plan of God. I've got to keep reaching to the front so that I can achieve this. Now, there were people, when Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt, what happened? The Egyptians were, remember, they were slaves in the land of Egypt. They were in bondage. Their kids were being killed because they were multiplying too fast. The Egyptians hated them because they seemed like when they planted something, it growed better, it looked better, it was healthier. So they despised them. They worked them like dogs, and they beat them the same way. And yet, when they were brought by Moses out into the wilderness to go to the promised land, the land of promise, what were they doing? They were looking back and saying, gee, I wish I was back in Egypt. At least we had something to eat. They were looking back to where they had come from. They kept remembering the way it was, and they weren't remembering it correctly. They weren't remembering the way that it was, because they were saying how great it was. We should go back there. Really? You want to go back to the place where you're beaten like a mule? You want to go back to the place where you were enslaved? You want to go back to the place where your kids are killed? That's the place you think is so fantastic? This is what, and they kept calling to mind, reminiscing about the good old days in Egypt. As a result of that, they spent 40 years in the wilderness wandering, and they never got to the promised land. They never got there because they couldn't grab hold of the vision of what was ahead of them. They couldn't walk by faith and see how great what God had put before them was. And as a result of that, they never reached the goal. They never received the blessing because they didn't want it. They kept looking back at something they thought was better. But what God has before you is greater. What God has put in the blueprint is greater. And for you to receive that, you've got to continue to let go of the things. If a memory comes up, give it to Jesus. If something comes up that says, oh, the good old days, give it to Jesus. Because there are the good old days, They're not so good. You're just not remembering them correctly. You want something better in your life, like Abraham. You want something better in your life, like Paul. You forget about what happened yesterday. You put that into the hands of Jesus because His yoke is light. His yoke is light. Now you got the blessing of God upon you. You got the light of God upon you, and you begin to move forward. You begin to flow. You begin to reach out and grab hold of the promises of God. Now listen to this, because this is pretty cool too. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. This is Paul writing, and he says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, to the glory of God through us." All of the promises of God are yes and amen.
Amen.
That means if God made a promise, yes, it's been fulfilled. And if God has fulfilled the promise, amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
So the promises of God are fulfilled. So that means if we can let go, forget what happened yesterday, give it to Jesus, now we can move forward, reach forward like Paul says, begin to walk in the blessing of God. Now you begin to experience what is better like Abraham. You begin to experience supernatural increase. You begin to experience healing. You begin to experience excitement and peace and joy. And there's no enemy that can come against you. You have victory over all things.
Amen.
That's what you now experience when you're walking forward and looking towards what God has planned. Your future is out in front of you. We walk by faith. And His hope for us, God's thoughts for us are of hope. And they are of a future. A future is in front of you. And that's where you're going. Say amen to this.
Amen.